Call the meeting to order.
We are recording.
Okay, thank you everyone. It is 7:03 p.m. on Thursday, October 15th. This is a meeting of the Kensington Fire Protection District. We are reconvening our regular board meeting from Wednesday, October 14th of 2020. So I will call the meeting to order. I'm here, Julie Stein, Kevin Padian.
Present.
Don Domer, I do not see either as a panelist or an attendee at the moment. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's absent at the moment. Janice Kosel.
Yes.
Larry Nagel.
Here.
All right, so we do have seven members of the public who have joined us. We have somewhat fully vetted our procedure tonight, and in terms of... Okay. Don, I just finished calling the roll, but you're not too late. So Don, you're present.
He's muted.
One piece.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. So we just called the roll. Don is here, so we have a full board present. our first order of business, so just to explain so everybody understands, because these are some sort of new moves for the Fire Protection District. Last night, we finished all the business from the September 9th regular board meeting. We moved on to start the business of the October 14th regular board meeting. Part of that October 14th agenda was a closed session. We did not finish all of our business in the closed session because we had to come back to the public at 8 o'clock for a public hearing because we had several members of the fire department who were present and we wanted to make the best use of their time. So what we have ahead of us tonight is that we are going to go back into closed session to continue on that business. And I actually don't know how long that's going to take. But when we either finish or decide that we should come back to open session, then that is what we will do. And we will pick up with the consent calendar. Actually, we approved the consent calendar, having pulled two items from it. So that's, we will finish up where we left off.
Maybe you could give people an estimate, even if it's not a firm commitment, so that they know when they could click back on, like half an hour or 45 minutes would be your guess, or?
Well, so for me, I don't have any new information since last night. So maybe
Rachel could give us an idea. Yeah.
I think that if we tried hard 45 minutes, conservatively, we could be done in an hour.
Okay, thank you.
So you're thinking 8 o'clock?
I think 8 o'clock is a good time.
8 o'clock. Okay, because it's 7:06. So, or 7:45 or 8? What do you think?
I would say 8 o'clock.
I would say 8, and if we finish early, that gives us a chance to take a health break.
All right then. So for those of us board members and our legal counsel, what we need to do is ring off of this webinar, and we've got a link to join the closed session. And for the members of the public, there are 8 right now. You can look for us to come back to the webinar sometime around 8 o'clock.
Do we, have you sent us a new link, Mary?
I did. I resent it right as we started this one. It says KFPD closed session.
Okay. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
It's the same link as you sent us this afternoon, right, Mary?
Yeah, I think I did send it this afternoon, but I resent it just to make it easy.
And just for the formality, I wanted to state for the record that the board is retiring in closed session for the items listed on the agenda.
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, I'm happy to repeat them, actually. We took public comment on them last night, So it's my understanding that we're just continuing and we don't have to redo that. But it's public employment, government code 54957, titled general manager, conference with labor negotiators, representative Rachel Hundley, assistant district counsel, unrepresented employee, general manager. So off we go.
All right.
And we'll be back.
All right.